Welcome into another Gun Talk Hunt. This episode is making me very nervous, and I hope I don't say anything too stupid. We all have those ladies in our lives that keep us grounded, and this one definitely keeps me grounded and makes me a better person. And she's going to tell all the juicy details of what it's like being a hunter's wife. Welcome in my wonderful wife, Julie.
Hey, glad to be here.
Here we go. This Gun Talk Hunt is brought to you by Pyramid Air. Thank you for your support, and man, get out there and shoot your air guns. So, a hunter's wife. This is Confessions of a Hunter's Wife. What goes along with that title? What, when I say that title, and I know, like, I don't, that's not how I refer to her in the household. Like, hey, hunter's wife, what are you, what, so when I say that, what goes through your mind and what do you believe it is?
Hunter's wife. I do think hunter's wife is better than hunter's widow. That sounds depressing.
Yeah.
I don't love that one. They say that sometimes. Hunter's wife, definitely. You're going to spend some time with your husband out in the field if you're not a hunter too. If you're a hunter too, great. If not, I'm not. I fully support it, but it means that you're going to be home sometimes in the fall on your own for late nights. It means you're going to have your freezer full a lot, which is fun. Hopefully
if he's a good hunter. Game.
If he's a good hunter. And it means you're... bank account is going to have a lot of Bass Pro Shop, Cabela's, whatever brands it is you're buying.
Yeah.
So, but it's good. I like being a hunter's wife. Well, it's not a bad thing.
That's good to know. So you don't hunt.
No.
And, but it's not that you haven't like went out with me hunting.
Mm-hmm.
So one hunt, you've been out with me twice.
Yes.
Only twice. And that was like at the very, like the budding of our relationship, really.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to talk about, of those two, which obviously I think you remember both of those. At least I hope you do. But one of them really stands out to me. And I want you to walk through the story.
Well, okay. Yes, there were two.
Because it's bad. Just, it's for our listeners, but this was a bad move. Like, this is not necessarily something you want to replicate.
We were young and dumb. We've been married almost 20 years now. So this was towards the beginning. And I didn't come from, some hunter's wife may have never been around the hunting world before. I grew up with my family hunting. I would go out quail hunting with my dad, not doing much, but just
but
going
you were
along
there.
With. So I was in the world. So it wasn't like a brand new thing, but I've just never been a hunter myself. So I think the first time, which isn't the best story, we ended up in a stand and it was freezing cold and we were both shivering. We were underdressed for sure.
Oh,
do you
by
remember
far.
This one?
I remember
we were
that,
both
yeah.
shivering so hard by when I think you finally saw a deer that you couldn't make the shot because we were both shaking and you couldn't get
well,
you couldn't get
no.
the
How I remember it okay. is that you were shaking so bad that I couldn't make the shot. I was tough.
Oh, like. Yeah. That's exactly how it happens. And then the next time, so my family has some land in Southwest Oklahoma and a little cabin out there. And so I decided I was going to go with Kevin. Is this the same story you're remembering?
Oh, exact same story.
He's Kevin to me. He's probably KJ to y'all. Kevin to me. Was going to go with Kevin and I was going to hang out in the little cabin and probably read a book if I'm imagining. I don't know.
No, she was going back to sleep.
I maybe take a nap. While he went hunting, well, he gets there and he can't find the key anywhere. He's searching. I'm sitting in the truck searching.
And it
can't find the key.
For our listeners, it is freezing cold.
Mm-hmm.
Freezing cold.
Yeah, it's cold. So we decide that I'll just stay in the truck while he goes out to hunt. So he leaves and then it gets colder and colder and I'm dressed to be in the cabin. So
yes.
I didn't bring like super warm clothes and I'm scared to turn the truck on because I'm worried that that's going to like make noise and scare all the deer away and ruin this hunt. So I wasn't.
And she didn't know. Like, so she knew I was on the property, but she didn't know I was like, you know, 400 yards away where if she turned on a truck and ran the heater, it wouldn't have been a big deal. So like kudos one, kudos to you for thinking of me in that respect. But I'll let you continue.
So I start searching for anything to keep me warm in the truck. So I'm digging through his, you know, dirty truck, and I like find a pair of socks. I think I had socks on my hands.
You did. I came back and you had dirty, gross socks. Oh, they were awful.
And just whatever I could find, I was putting on to try to stay warm. And then the longer I sat there, then I see a deer, and then I see another one, and then I look around, and there are deer all around me surrounding the truck. So I'm thinking, man, he must be having a great hunt. I'm sitting here freezing, shivering, watching all these deer.
And I was in the stand seeing zero deer.
He comes back, hadn't seen a thing.
And she was like, I want to start the truck as fast as we can. I was like, why didn't you turn it on? And oh man, that was the wrong thing to say.
Yeah. So I don't think I've gone with you. I've been down in Oklahoma in the cabin once with the boys, but I haven't really gone out with you since then.
And that's probably a good thing. And I mean, it's fun to see everything. Mm-hmm. And I would love to share it with you if you ever want to go, but we kind of just, we have this thing where we kind of do our own things, like, and it's okay. And I think that's one thing that, you know, this little section, I'm going to say, this is for all the young, not married yet people. This is your advice section. We're going to just say this is your advice section.
Okay.
It's okay not to have expectations of, well, you're going to hunt with me all the time and we're going to have the same interest. You don't have to have that. Right?
No, you can be supportive of it and encourage it. And I know it's something that you love, and I know it's something that keeps you sane. It's like your therapy. You come back a happier person, usually, unless you didn't shoot anything or missed something. For the most part, you come back.
Most of the time, I'm pretty sour because I miss something. That's what she's trying to say. I do miss. Like, it is a fact.
I think, you know, try it. If you want to go out there and try it and see if you like it, I think that's definitely worthwhile. But if it's not your thing, also have the freedom to let them go do their thing. That's why I don't like Hunter's Widow. It sounds like you're sitting at home crying because they're gone.
That's how I imagined it. Like, I imagined it just like you sitting at home going, well, now what am I gonna do? This is just so boring.
I miss you when you're gone, but you just have to find stuff to do too. So
right. But okay, so we, and a lot of people, Julie and I, we make deals. Like, mm-hmm. we make
compromise
deals. Compromises. Yeah. There's two of them that really stick out to me. And one of them has absolutely zero to do with hunting, but it's one of my crowning achievements as an adult.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know where you were going. You know which one I'm talking about, don't you?
So we sit there and, you know, we're about to have a kid and we had a cat. Important note, had a cat. And so I was like, man, I'm about to become a new dad. I have no clue what I'm going to do. Like, I don't change diapers. I don't like do all that stuff. And so and she doesn't like cleaning out the cat box, which that was kind of your cat.
Yeah.
And I hated it too, but I would rather clean out a cat box than change a dirty diaper. So what was the deal?
The deal was, if I was around, you didn't have to change a diaper if you would be in charge of the cat litter box.
Right. Hey, today's Gun Talk Hunt is brought to you by Pyramid Air. Pyramid Air is the largest air gun website in the world and offers a wide variety of air gun and airsoft rifles and pistols, pellet guns, ammo, accessories, perfect for the backyard or even your next hunt. Visit pyramidair.com. That's PYRAMYD.com. And enter the code GUNTALKHUNT, all one word, for $10 off any $50 purchase, plus free shipping with any purchase of $150 or more. Find your next hunting partner at pyramidair.com today.
Which?
Oh, there's a caveat.
First of all, everybody, if I wasn't around or I needed him, he would change a diaper.
Yes.
It's not that he was incapable of changing a diaper.
Thanks for sticking up for me, because I know there's going to be some hate thrown my way.
Number two, he thinks that he had the better end of the deal, but I really know how this would work and I would end up changing the majority of the diapers anyway. I just have a feeling. I'm just guessing. So basically I just got him to start cleaning out the litter box because I probably would have done most of the diapers anyway.
And we went through a lot of cat litter during that time. My experience with cat litter boxes, just the whole dang thing out. Like, just get rid of it.
I didn't care how you did it.
Yeah, just as long as it got done. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you that there was a lot of photo finishes on diaper changes where I was like, man, she's going to be home in the next 3 minutes. I know it. Hey, where are you at right now? Oh, okay. You're only like a mile away. Cool, cool. Can't wait to see you. Hey, honey, guess what I got? But the other deal that definitely does have something to do with hunting, and we kind of had this deal lined out kind of from the very beginning. It's just, you know, it was just kind of became so. Would you recommend setting expectations early in the marriage thing?
Well,
she doesn't know how to answer. Like, I'm putting her like completely on the spot.
I don't want to set people up for a fight here because really it didn't bother me. What, are you going to tell them what it is or am I going to tell them?
You're going to tell them what it is.
So, I know he's a big hunter. Thanksgiving, this is what we're talking about, right?
This is exactly, that's what like almost 20 years of marriage gets you because I can be so vague and our listeners are going, God, is he going to give us the,
get to the point.
Yeah, come on. This is the good thing about being married almost 20 years because I can like start a story and she can just finish it. So, okay, go ahead. They'd much rather hear your side of things than mine. They get tired of hearing me.
So Thanksgiving lands right about opening season. I mean, anybody listening to this probably knows that. So I'm used to Kevin being like, I want to be out in the field on Thanksgiving. So for me personally, it's never been a huge deal. I've just kind of expected Kevin to be hunting that time of year. And so if he's at Thanksgiving, he's at Thanksgiving. And if he's not, he's not. And some people think that's crazy, which is why I would not say to the whole world, you need to make this deal. Because to some people, Thanksgiving might be a bigger deal.
But this is my whole thing about setting expectations very early on in the marriage. And that way, there's no disappointment down the line when you're not there.
But yes, but to some people, it may be a thing. For me, it's not a big deal. You're going to be there at Christmas.
Right.
It's important to you. I've known it's important to you from the beginning. So it's not a big deal. And it was doubly, when we lived in Oklahoma and you hunted in Oklahoma, usually you could make it back, you know, either that evening or the next day or close around. So when he was considering this job in Louisiana, one of his number one concerns, which is crazy, one of his number one concerns was like, oh, what about my hunting in Oklahoma? And so that was kind of one of the deals. I said, you know, I don't care if you're there for Thanksgiving. We'll just plan every year when you have time off for Thanksgiving. You go to Oklahoma. It's not a big deal. So it was just part of the, it sounds crazy. It was part of the decision, which hunting's been part of other decisions too. And you know where I'm going with that one.
It is. We plan the births of our children around hunting season. And I'm not lying. So here's the 2 months. If you're considering having kids, I think this is very important.
I don't know if this should be an advice segment.
This is a complete advice segment for these young couples, couples about to think about having kids. This is all for y'all.
What works for us may not work for others. What I would say is don't let society and people looking at you crazy and why do you not care if Kevin's not there Thanksgiving? Why do you not care if, you know, this is such a big part of your life? I'm glad it makes him happy. And if this is something I'm going to compromise on him for him, Kevin does stuff for me too all the time.
Yes, so, I do. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for throwing that out.
I would say, do what works for you. Don't worry about if your family thinks you're crazy because he's not there for Thanksgiving. If it bothers you, ask him to come. If it doesn't bother you, say, oh, well.
Okay. But to get back to my original point, this is advice for all you people thinking about having kids. There are two months that you really need to look at having kids. And those are March and August.
When are our kids' birthdays?
March 12th and August 5th. And that is primary. Our first one, when we thought about, okay, I think we're ready to start a family and we're getting ready to go. Okay, when is SHOT Show? It is in January, and I don't want to. That's just one of those times when I know if I'm in this industry, that is like kind of the Super Bowl, you know.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's kids probably weren't born around in the Super Bowl.
And I like that you're comparing yourself to Tom Brady.
No. Totally. Thanks. Well, pick someone important in the sports
I do
world.
Not care about SHOT Show at all, but I do care about my husband being there in town when I have a baby. So.
And I was supposed to be gone for an event, thankfully. Mm-hmm. Lucky for me, Josh Ward took a trip for me.
Thank you, Josh Ward.
Yes. And I was there for the birth of our first son. But August, not a lot going on unless you're, you know, getting ready for dove season or something like that, which you don't. August is a good month. March is another good one, unless you're out in the woods scouting for turkeys and stuff like that, which you're going to probably do later on in the month anyway. Those are two really good months. And March is also kind of like that pre-spawn period for fish. So, you know, you'd like to be on the water. That's good advice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. You got to plan accordingly. It's like the people who have weddings on like the biggest football games of the year. Like for us, it was OU Texas. Mm-hmm. Like when I would hear someone getting married on OU Texas weekend, I would think you're ridiculous. Or getting married. And I had a friend do this, and I ran him up and down the flagpole on why are you doing this to me? He got married opening weekend of rifle season 2 years ago. I was a good friend and I went. But I went hunting right after and I shot a deer the next day.
And we need to recognize we got very lucky with being able to have a baby when we wanted. Some people, it doesn't go according to plan like that. We were just, we were lucky.
Well, I'm just saying, just like back it up 9 months and start figuring things out. Like, I mean, there are some very important dates out there, man. The people watching this are going to go, man, Kevin is, how do you live with this man? Like, I know people out there are thinking this, but I do good things too. We're planners.
We are. We're planners. Yes. If you're a budgeter, budget in the hunting. If you're married to a hunter, don't just.
Yeah. She rolls up today. Right before we do this, and on my computer screen is new camo. Like I'm looking at all new camo, and
yeah.
And she goes, "I'm not surprised."
Yeah, just don't wait till it's an issue. Talk about it ahead of time.
Oh no, I completely agree. So, confessions of a hunter's wife. What are your favorite? What's your favorite game to eat?
Oh, elk, 100%.
Elk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's the worst?
Antelope. Those were the easiest questions ever.
Really?
Yeah. The elk is awesome, and it I like it better than beef. Venison's in the middle somewhere. It's okay. It can be a little gamey, but it's good for certain things. And then Kevin knows the story. I made enchiladas, thought it was venison. Cooked them, and he was like, there wasn't any venison in there. And I was like, are you sure? And turned out that I had made it with antelope.
And they were fantastic, I thought.
No.
I mean, they had a little hint of sage, which I'm not sure really goes with enchiladas, but that's okay. But it was good.
That's another thing. If you don't think you like game, you need to keep cooking it till you figure out what you like.
Yeah, and I think I do think on that end is we've always had this thing. You don't want to be a part of the cleaning process. You're like, I don't want to be on that end of it. But I don't. You don't mind cooking it.
No, and you cook it too. It's not just like here you cook it. Yeah. Kevin is probably a better cook with it than I am. But if it's in a way that I'm familiar enough with it, you know, if it's ground anything, you can basically use it like ground beef.
So that's one of the questions I actually get more from anybody on like on ground. Like that's the next follow up. Like if I give someone ground meat or steaks or roast or anything like that, they go, well, how do you cook it? Like it's meat.
Yeah. Pretty much the same way you would cook hamburger. I think if you don't like the gamey taste, it's better and something like a chili or a, you know, something that has more in it, not just making it a hamburger. But yeah, it's meat. You'll get used to it.
It's easy.
Some people, it's just in their head, I think. Some people don't think they like it because they don't think they like it.
No. I do think it's there's a mental aspect there to get over the fact, but it's completely free range.
Yeah, it's the healthiest, most organic meat you can get. Now, don't use the argument, though, that like, oh, we're saving us money because look at all this meat I'm bringing home. You're not saving us.
we kind of had this discussion of, and then I started looking at it and going, okay, the rifle I took out cost X. The camo I'm wearing costs X.
And where did you come out?
I am feeding you the finest meal and the finest meat out there.
What's like the Kobe? What's the really expensive?
Oh, the Wagyu? Yeah, the Wagyu? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's way more expensive than that.
I believe it.
Because you start talking in miles driven, time expended for, mm-hmm. you know, scouting and
yep.
you know, all the food plots and everything else. Yep. And then all of a sudden, it's the creme de la creme of meat. So, yep. yeah, it don't, guys, if you're out there, take her advice. Don't use the argument that, you know, you're saving money by hunting.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Oh, and going backwards the time spent out in the field and being, you know, them being gone all the time, it's really hard when the kids are little bitty. You know, you have a baby at home, they leave, whatever. But the kids get older, and now he started taking the boys mm-hmm. with him. So now we've hit that, and now I have, like, a free weekend now, when they all go hunting.
And that's
true. Now I have
true.
The house to myself.
That's true.
So that does end, that hard stage where, you know, you have little ones, and he's out in the fields. When he can take them, make sure they go.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and it's there is a point when, you know, early on in the stages, guys got to be there. Like, I think that is very course. Important all the time. Mm-hmm. The guys got to be there to, you know, support. And that was big early on. And we had our oldest in August. And the hunting trips were shorter back then.
Yeah.
They were. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I don't want to leave her stranded. But, yeah, it's that you definitely got to be there. Well, okay, we're definitely going to have you back on because there's other stories that I want to get to, but we're not going to be able to fill them out right now. There's one about a very interesting duck that I brought home that I think...
Oh, I didn't know if we were going to tell that one.
We're going to save that one. We're going to okay. shelter that one. It was a very nasty duck. But anyway, we thought it was a burglar inside the house. So anyway,
zombie duck.
Yeah, it was a zombie duck for sure. But anyway, Julie, thank you. Thank you for joining. Thank you for taking time. And thank you for putting up with me, more importantly.
I'm eager to hear the responses on this. They're either going to think we're crazy or I don't know. We'll see.
Well, they'll definitely think you're crazy because they know me probably well enough to know that I'm probably going to be hard to deal with at home. And you're the saint that has to put up with me. Well, thank you. All right. That does it for this episode of Gun Talk Hunt. Get out there, be safe, and always pursue your passion.